name is Victoria Benitez, and this month, Angelica Benitez is going to tell you about a book called Esperanza Rising. Daniela and I are going to tell you about a brave girl named Malala. And last but not least, Eduardo is going to tell you about the Mint opening.
Sadly, our reporter, Joanna Jimenez, moved to Tennessee. And the good thing is that she did submit questions at the Mint grand opening.
This is my first time hosting. I hope you enjoy listening to this episode of the GMP.
Hi, I'm Angelica Benitez with the GMP. Today, I will present you with a well-informed book review about a wonderful book I read, Esperanza Rising. This book is well recognized by many people. It is written by Pam Munoz Ryan. Pam, as she is mostly addressed, was born in the San Joaquin Valley in 1951. The story was based on her beloved grandmother, Esperanza Ortega Munoz Hernandez Elgard. As a child, Esperanza migrated and grew up as a field worker. This story inspired Pam, and in the book Esperanza Rising, Esperanza is a rich girl that lives in a place called El Rancho de las Rosas, originally known as El Rancho de la Trinidad. All her riches are lost in a fire and flees to the USA as a migrant worker. As Esperanza comes to a new country as a poor peasant, she struggles to adjust to her new environment and position. She does no longer take orders, but actually takes orders from other people who are at a higher position than her. She soon suffers family loss. Her dad died in an assassination. Her grandmother twisted her ankle and could no longer come back to the USA. And her mother, who is severely sick from valley fever. Soon her mom gets well and her grandmother comes back to the United States. Finally, Esperanza knows the real meaning about family and friends. This book really touches me because usually in history books or in textbooks, they don't actually explain what life as a field worker means. So when I read this book, it brought my feelings into that book. I felt like a character in the book. I hope you could read this book too. I was Angelica Benitez from the GMP.
Hi, this is Victoria Benitez and
Daniela Catalan
reporting on Malala Yousafzai. The day Malala was shot was a very sad day and stressing for her parents. We imagined what it was like to be one of Malala's friends and pass that horrifying moment.
Malala is chatting with her friends on the bus. Suddenly, we see two gunmen board the bus. We see they have guns in their hands and we are really scared. They ask, "Who's Malala?" Several other girls looking her way give the sign that she is Malala. We are terrified because we know she has had many threats before, and we know this may be the time the Taliban may win the battle. Everything happens very fast. As the man raises his gun, we hear the crack of the bullet as it comes out of the gun and into her head. The men leave running, and as the police come, we tell them exactly what happened. Malala looks like she is dead.
They take her to the hospital and she is not dead, but they think she is because of the bullet was shot so hard, so close into her head. But the bullet actually went to her shoulder instead of her brain. Her skull was so hard that the bullet didn't crack her skull, and it bounced off and went through her ear. It destroyed her eardrum and went into her shoulder. The doctors didn't think she would live.
She was flown to Birmingham, Great Britain. When she woke up, the doctors gave her a pen and paper and she wrote that she was worried about the money because her father didn't have much money.
It took her 2 months and 3 weeks in the hospital to recover. As Malala got stronger, so did her message. Malala was shot by the Taliban because she wasn't following the Taliban rules. They had taken over the Swat Valley in Pakistan where Malala lived. It was forbidden for women and girls to go to school. But Malala went anyway. She had been writing a blog since she was 11 and fought for the rights of girls to get an education. Many people around the world prayed for her and held protests for girls' rights.
And now Malala is well known for her work that she has done and still does. The Taliban tried to stop her, but she didn't back down. She continued her education. She started the Malala Fund that raises money that helps other girls around the world to achieve an education. She addressed the United Nations on her 16th birthday. At first, she wanted to be a doctor, but she changed her career to politics. She won the Nobel Peace Prize this year in 2015. Malala is brave, strong, and smart.
That was all for now. Thanks for listening. We hope you have a nice day. This has been Victoria Benitez and
Daniela Catalan
reporting on Malala Yousafzai. Thank you.
Hi there, I am Estuardo Rodas and I am proud to be the new member of the GMP. Hooray! The Youth Service Center of Mend was closed because they were renovating. There was a grand reopening party. It was a big party full of big people. Los Angeles Council Supervisor Zeb Yaroslavsky and former CBS 2 anchor Sylvia Lopez and Marianne Haverhill, who is the boss of all Mend. Also, there was educators, volunteers, and people who use MEND, like the students and families who came here for help and to help. My job today is to introduce a piece by another reporter. It's not a big job, it's a little job. You see, our roving reporter, Joanna Jimenez, who usually does the big question segment, has moved to Tennessee. Her last reporting job for the GMP was to get reaction from the people who came to the MEND reopening party. Thank you, Joanna. We wish you good luck in Tennessee and look forward to some reporting from there. This is the new guy reporting from the GMP, Estuardo Rodas. And now here is Joanna Jimenez.
Hi, this is Joanna Jimenez from the Greatest MEND podcast, and I'm here with
Marianne Haverhill.
What do you think of the grand opening of MEND?
I am so delighted that we finally got to this day and so excited about this beautiful space that we could offer to the community and to all our students, our clients, our job trainees. It's really great.
And what are you? Are you the director or?
I'm the president and CEO of MEND, so I kind of oversee what goes on here. But the real work of MEND gets done by Andrea Lopez in our youth services program and Betsy, who's volunteering with us. Those are the people who do the real work.
So where can we find you?
Well, my office is in the San Fernando building usually, but I come over here sometimes as well. So.
Okay, then. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'm here with the parent.
Claudia Chavez.
What do you think of the grand opening?
Que es una oportunidad muy grande para mis hijos, porque como ellos vienen a Maine, y es un, me gustó en la forma que lo hicieron ahora.
Okay, ¿y usted le gusta más aquí abajo o arriba?
Me gusta más aquí abajo.
Okay, muchas gracias. I'm here with
Christy Sandoval.
Christy Sandoval, I know that you did the mural for MEND opening.
Yes, I did.
Yes, and how did you create this mural?
I talked to a lot of the people that worked here, and we talked about Pathways to Self-Reliance, what the center is all about, and we created a concept of the birds taking flight.
Do you do any other murals except, you know, just not MEND? Do you do your own?
Yes, I have several murals down Van Nuys Boulevard. I actually just came back from painting a mural in Istanbul, Turkey, and I'm going to be painting my next one in Sun Valley.
So what do you think of the grand opening?
I love it. I love the people here. It shows that everyone that is involved has a great heart and is just looking to make our community better, our, you know, people better, and just really provide the resources that are required to help improve our community.
And where can we find you?
You can find me at www.christysandovalart.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, all over social media.
Thank you very much. I'm here with
Manny Velasquez.
Okay, Manny Velasquez, what do you think of the grand opening of MEND?
I love it. I grew up here in the neighborhood. Just to watch it grow is beautiful. I know it's helped a lot of people, but to actually see people coming and going on a daily basis is a beautiful thing.
And I hear that you're working on a project for MEND?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some paper mache projects for them, for their graduates, those for the, going to the work readiness program. So it's something that I'm looking forward to, because I know what it feels like when you're looking for work, and sometimes nobody pats you on the back but yourself. So it's a good way to, it's something to give to those who are graduating the program.
You're going to do the project for us? Do you do any other art?
I'm a muralist. This year I'm celebrating 40 years as a muralist. So I'm in the process of planning some new murals. I originally did a mural for men many years ago, which is right under the 5 Freeway and Van Nuys.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
This was Joanna Jimenez with the Greatest Men podcast.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have a nice day. This has been Victoria Benitez from the Greatest Men podcast.
Our theme song by Les Myman, and our show is produced by Betsy Foldes Myman.